Happy Wednesday. It's hump day. It's the day in the middle of the week. Today is the day before Thanksgiving here in the States. Yay! I've managed to avoid being invited to family members' houses for Thanksgiving dinner. One, I'm blacklisted from one side of the family because I'm a terrible person. And I'm proud of that because I've actually topped the black sheep, his behavior. So I'm a winner. Our family's so dysfunctional. It's insane how dysfunctional it really is. They look at it as I'm ostracized. I'm pushed out of the family circle. Because I'm a bad girl. I didn't play nice. And I look at it as, ha, I beat your champion. I am a better black sheep than he is. I win. Why? Because I got what I wanted. I don't have to deal with you people. Because you're weird. And you're strange. And it's creepy because it's like looking in a mirror. And then the other side of the family, they're just weird. How are we all related? Well, we're all halves of a whole. Does that make any sense? I don't know. All I keep thinking of is brown people sure do like to sleep around. Can't keep their legs closed. Sorry. How crass. Vulgar. Yep, that's me. Oh. So anyway, today's my day off. What am I doing? Being irresponsible and laying in bed at 8:30 in the morning. Trying to motivate myself to get up and do what needs to be done. So that I don't have to look at it for the rest of the weekend. The body just says, screw you. You've gotten out of routine. Something is terribly wrong. Let's malfunction today. Yeah. Thanksgiving's supposed to be filled with family and friends and stuff like that. And to think all of our children, our six children, are all gone. Three in Minnesota, one in New York, one in another town, not too far away, but far enough. And of course, the beloved man-child is in Texas. I've been calling him a lot this week because there have been snowstorms and rainstorms, and he's been stressing out about work and this time last year his girlfriend of 3 years, the one that he had given his promise ring to, his grandmother's promise ring, broke up with him, and it was also, would have been their 4-year anniversary had they been together. So I had to make sure my baby was emotionally okay, and that he's going to not spend Thanksgiving alone, so I could eat peacefully and guilt-free. Yeah, we're just going to have a carpet picnic. Kind of like in Pretty Woman. Snacks and hortivores. Hors d'oeuvres. And relax in front of the TV. Spend quiet time together. like it was before when we were young and didn't have any children. I don't quite remember that, but yeah, it seems like only yesterday. All right, so it's time to get up out of my warm, toasty bed, get dressed. Well, shower, get dressed, and begin my day. Even though it's almost 9 o'clock in the morning. Well, it's actually 8:30, but close enough. My day's almost over. I might as well just stay in bed. All right. I hope everybody's having a wonderful day. Laterness, people.